So the first heter we're going to talk about is the heter which is known as shvus to shvus, which is asking a non-Jew to do something which is only prohibited mid rabbanon. So asking the non-Jew to do it is the rabbanon, and the action which you're asking him to do is only an issur rabbanon. So Chazal permitted that under certain circumstances. So there are four areas where Chazal permitted shvus to shvus. The first one is known as hefsed momen, where there was a significant financial loss. The Poskim said that that's usually defined by the person that you're talking about. It's not objective, it's subjective. So a person who has a minimal income, his definition of a significant financial loss would be a smaller amount of money than somebody who makes a lot more money. But a person has a situation where there's a significant financial loss, so he'd be allowed to tell a non-Jew to do an issur d'rabbanan. So, for example, many Poskim hold turning off an electric light is an issur d'rabbanan. It's halacha d'nesicha l'gufa, it's an issur d'rabbanan. Some hold halacha d'nesicha l'gufa is more chomer, but let's say, for argument's sake, that it's not. And many Poskim hold that it's not. A person left his lights on in his car. He doesn't have a car where the lights go off automatically. He's going to drain the battery, and it's an old battery, which is, if you drain it, it will not be able to be recharged. So it has cost him $60, $70. So is that a significant financial loss? For some people, that is. For some people, that's not, depending on who you're talking about. Would you allow to tell a non-Jew to turn off the lights in the car or not? The second area, but again, if a person, let's say, has a freezer, and the freezer gets unplugged, there's a tremendous amount of meat in there. He just bought a meat order. It's $300 worth of meat in there. And if he doesn't plug it in, by the time Shabbos is over, the meat is going to rot. So you can throw out $300. So you can tell the non-Jew to do this at the rabbanon of putting the plug back in and having the freezer go back out. And again, most Poskim hold that putting the plug in is at the rabbanon, not at the raisa, not at the chazanish. So you can be samech, it's one is at the rabbanon. You're telling the non-Jew to do this at the rabbanon of putting the plug back in on the freezer and thereby saving the meat which is in the freezer. And that would be permitted. The second area where Chazal permitted Amir al-Akam and Nisid Rabbanan is for the Tzarech Mitzvah. A person needs to go to Shul. He forgot his machzor. The Shul doesn't provide a machzor. It's Rosh Hashanah davening, and he doesn't know how to. It's Rosh Hashanah and it's Shabbos, and there's no Erev, and it's Nisid Rabbanan to carry from his house to the Shul, and he doesn't have a daven without the machzor. He needs a daven. So he'd be allowed to tell a non-Jew, Tzarech Mitzvah, allowed to tell a non-Jew to carry the machzor for him. Through a Carmelist, an issur d'rabbanan, you're allowed to tell him to do that. Obviously, you have to make sure that you're dealing with an issur d'rabbanan, and then you have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi, you're dealing with an issur d'rabbanan or not. But that would be permitted, tell a non-Jew, one issur d'rabbanan, to carry it in a Carmelist, a second issur d'rabbanan, for the purpose of a mitzvah. Third area which they permitted is a situation of tzar gadol. The person has pain, it's not a point where it's an illness where the Amir l'Akam is permitted for illness, but it's pain. Person has supposed to put on taking a certain medication. I don't want to go there. Example of tzar gadol. Certain types of ointments which would be permitted to put on, they're not considered refuah. I have to get involved in what those are. He needs to buy it. He's all out of it. So he wants to sell the non-Jew, send the non-Jew to the store to buy this for him. So buying it is rabbanon. There's no problem carrying it. There's an erev, but he wants to sell the non-Jew, send the non-Jew to CVS to buy it for him on Shabbos. It's one Amir asking a non-Jew to do the rabbanon for the purpose of tzar gadol, not be permitted. The fourth area which Chazal permitted is called Kavod HaBrias. Kavod is a situation where there would be a potential human dignity, embarrassment. So Chazal permitted a Issur d'Rabbanan for the purpose of Kavod HaBrias. I actually saw an interesting example of that, which I thought was a Chiddush. I have not just throw out. In other words, it includes embarrassment. So a person had a situation of a public embarrassment. A person fell down, tore his clothing, and he's uncomfortable walking around with his torn pants. So he wants to send a non-Jew back to his house to get another change of clothing, and there's no Erev. It's a Carmelist. It's only a Durabonis. You're asking a non-Jew to carry for him in a Carmelist for the purpose of, he shouldn't be embarrassed. So that would be permitted. That's the situation of Kavod HaBrias, which would be permitted. Etc. There's many examples to give, but this is the basic idea of the Heter of Shvus to Shvus. Obviously, when it comes down to Lamaisa, you should ask your Rav when it comes down to Lamaisa, but I don't want to give an idea of the concept of the Heter of Shvus to Shvus. Have a good morning.